Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the new owners of the iconic Sparks property, Johnasquaga's Nugget, 1,600 rooms. Why are they buying it now? He'll be here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are absolutely delighted to welcome an old friend of over 25 years to the program, Carlton Gear. He's the managing partner at Global Gaming and Hospitality that announced last week that they were going to take over the operations of Johnasquaga's Nugget and Sparks. And we have to say at the outset that the Squaga family has just been terrific for almost 60 years and done wonderful things for the city of Sparks, and we wish them nothing but the best. But I'm going to ask you a similar question to that I asked of Steve Scheel when he came to town, and I asked him, why would Scheels open the world's largest sporting goods store in Sparks, Nevada? And I'm going to ask you the same thing. At this time in the economy, with Indian gaming, with the challenges that the Northern Nevada market appears to have had, why would you want to take over Johnasquaga's Nugget?
You know, Sam, that's a we could talk about that for about 4 hours. I know you don't have that much time. There's a couple of things. I've been a resident of Northern Nevada for 30 years now, since 1979. So I know this market very well. I was an operator in this market with El Dorado for 4 years and with Peppermill for 13 years.
And then, wasn't a general manager there?
I was the general manager at the Peppermill for 3 years, 3.5 years. Left here to become the president of Showboat Nevada and Showboat Indiana concurrently, and our company was bought by Harris Entertainment back in the end of 98. And then I was one of those fortunate people that had a change of control clause. So it gave me some opportunity to do some different things and take some different pathways. And I was looking at gaming development, and I was actually looking at the Comstock, if you remember, back in 1999, and talking to the Douglas family about potentially buying that property. Wasn't successful. Decided that I needed to bone up on my real estate skills, and C.B. Richard Ellis called me and asked me if I wanted to be the founding member of the Global Gaming Group. And I looked at their company and 300 offices, and we became a dedicated business unit of C.B. Richard Ellis for worldwide. And from that point on, we became very successful globally in the sales advisory of both land, gaming zone land, and properties. I did actually the Reno Hilton here, and I did the sale of the Caesars in Tahoe. So that exposure gave me an entirely different dimension to what I'd already been exposed to and what I'd already been doing and was already comfortable with. I was outside my comfort zone. And so it gave me an opportunity to look at every gaming market basically in the United States and identify those things that I was looking for in a potential acquisition for our company in the future.
So why Sparks?
Well, there's a couple of things that we look for. Number one, I think that Reno Sparks has been suffering from what I call a crisis of confidence over the past 20 years or so, and that started from some really bad publicity from Bear Stearns, 1998, that said, well, Reno was going to disappear. Well, guess what? Reno's still here, and Bear Stearns has disappeared. So it's kind of an interesting...
The irony.
The irony of that. And, in fact, it was an offensive report in terms of the flaws in its analysis. And the problem is that a report that comes out from a major bank like that at the time creates a perspective among capital sources that's not good about Northern Nevada. And the challenge here for the area has been that, with the exception of a few of the bigger players here, capital does not want to land in Reno Sparks. And I learned early in the real estate business that capital drives everything. Capital is responsible for all development, for all values, for all redevelopment, repositioning, and everything else.
But you also have to reset the market. There has to be a point where, at one point, the Grand Sierra was purchased for $150 million.
I did that sale.
And when it turned around, a couple of years later, because the company did not have the financing it needed, it sold for around $42 million. The Sienna, which they spent about $90 million on rebuilding an older property, sold for $3.9 million. So we've seen the pricing reset to a level that makes sense. Don't you agree?
Well, listen, everything is contextual. And one of the challenges with what was interesting about Bear Stearns was in 98 they said that, you know, it was done for Reno and Sparks. You remember that report?
Of course.
2000 we had a peak in gaming revenue for all time, and still the same, it's the peak of all time still. 2000 we had a dip after 9/11, we had a secondary peak in 2003, and then we had a really nice peak in 2006, and then we had the financial dislocation nationwide, and which impacted disposable incomes. We had the high unemployment. I don't have to tell everybody about the Great Recession. Most people have lived it, including me, and that had a really negative impact on gaming markets US-wide, not just Reno. Reno has not suffered separately or distinctly from every other gaming market. If you look at Atlantic City, it's in real trouble right now, and no one would have predicted that 10 years ago. So, you know, one of the challenges is that we've had a couple of secondary kicks because of macroeconomic issues, etc. You asked why Reno Sparks for us. It's a complex question, but first of all, we analyze.
We got 30 seconds in this segment. Give me the simple answer.
Okay, simple answer. I love the property. I love what the Squaggas have done. It's a very customer-friendly and customer-intuitive place. I don't need to tear down a lot of stuff to rebuild it because they did such a great job of designing it. And I think that with our capital, the $50 million that we're looking at deploying in upgrades, I think we can make a major difference to the customer experience, the employee experience.
All right, let's take a break. More with Car Gear when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carl Gear, who's the managing partner at Global Gaming and Hospitality that recently acquired Johnnysquaga's Nugget, the legendary and iconic property in Sparks, Nevada. One of the things that's been very interesting over the last few years is to see how the portion of gaming versus the portion of everything else has changed in Las Vegas. And you look at it now, and it's 36% for gaming and 64% for everything else, which would be the nightclubs, the day clubs at the swimming pools, the entertainment, the restaurants, the shopping. And what that said to me is we can look at Las Vegas as the example, the living example of what business should be doing. And it says to me, you don't want to get rid of your gaming, because obviously you need to have that, but you need to shrink that portion of your business to about 36% and add on all these other amenities to be competitive in this modern market.
Well, I don't disagree totally with you, Sam. However, we analyze every market. If you look at our website, you can see we do a substantial amount of analysis on an ongoing basis. Las Vegas is a very different market than Reno, and for a number of reasons. Number one, it has a 36 million plus visitors coming into the airport. They're basically a local property for the LA market, which is a huge market in and of itself for drive up. It's a vacation destination. It's an international national and international vacation destination. Reno has traditionally been a feeder market, or has used Northern California as a feeder market as well as the Pacific Northwest. And what we see is a much more, instead of having one visit every 2 years, we see a higher frequency and maybe a greater loyalty among our customers in our feeder markets here in Reno and Sparks. The problem is that we need to continue to give them experiences that are worth repeating, literally. And that is, upgrading our facilities. You're right that gaming can no longer be the focus, because gaming is pretty ubiquitous now.
It's like whiskey.
It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. There's a lot of competition. You have to define a value proposition for your property and for the community. Quite honestly, I think one of the challenges for Reno Sparks is over the years that it's lacked an identity. And it's not about creating a slogan. It's about creating an identity that we can fulfill. I think this is a great getaway destination that offers a value escape from the hassles of everyday life. Come out here, have some fun, great food, walk away feeling that you've received a value.
Well, also, you've got 1,600 rooms to fill, so you can't just be a local's property.
No.
And you have a great convention facility.
That's right.
That in the boom years was doing dynamic business, so it seems to me fairly obvious that you have to build upon the convention business that's there to fill those hotel rooms. But also I feel that the marketing efforts of Reno Sparks in those feeder markets has been down substantially, and that's something that we need to improve upon, and that will be your future going forward.
Well, there's you've asked me about three questions there, and I'll try to remember them.
It's a short
I'm getting old here, so I'll try to answer all of them. I'll try to remember them all. First, you know, the whole idea of success in yielding in a building as large, it's 1.4 million square feet. It's a large facility, the Nugget, is taking all of those customer segments that you mentioned, the convention goers, the gamers, the FITs, leisure travelers, and creating a product that is going to appeal to all of them. And then manipulating those segments throughout the year so that you can create as high an occupancy as you possibly can and create as much volume and business as you can in your facility. That's the secret on the property side. To the extent that we can be successful, we're looking at the strategies necessary to do that. The community has the challenge with the community is that we've built, and listen, this has been a 30-year challenge, a lot of facilities that require bond debt, and as a consequence of bond debt payments, the room tax dollars are devoted towards paying off debt rather than on maintaining top-of-mind awareness within our basic feeder markets. And that's a challenge. We can't just continue to keep raising room tax percentages. We have to look at how do we effectively as a community deploy our advertising and marketing dollars so that we can regain the top of mind awareness that we basically lost. I mean, honestly, I've watched Las Vegas poach our top of mind awareness and brand awareness in Northern California. What's interesting to me is we have Ernst & Young is going to be our auditors. And one of them came from San Francisco and one of them came from L.A. They have direct flights from L.A. to Reno, but they don't have a direct flight from San Francisco to Reno. He had to go to L.A. and then come up. So those kinds of manifestations didn't happen yesterday. They happened over many, many years and decades. And we have to do whatever we can, understanding that it's going to be difficult to change that course, to recover from that.
Okay, let's take a break. I'm going to hold you over for another segment here and hold our punnets for the next show, okay?
Okay.
So stick around. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
If you or someone you know needs help with an addiction problem, Solutions DUI and Counseling Center can help. We offer substance abuse counseling and all levels of DUI classes. Call Solutions at 358-1123.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
I love Evergreen Carpet Care because of their great service. They did an awesome job on my carpet and my upholstery, and I love the way they called me back. They were very professional, and I would highly recommend them.
I called Evergreen Carpet Care to come in and do a thorough cleaning, and after they were finished, I was absolutely amazed. The carpets actually look brand new.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
It's Bassett's Custom Furniture Sale. Now is the best time of year to buy custom furniture your way. You'll save an incredible 30% on all custom furniture that's just your style. Bassett's Custom Furniture Sale. Hurry in. Sale ends soon.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Carl Gear. He's the managing partner at Global Gaming and Hospitality that has just acquired John Esquaga's Nugget, the iconic property, 1,600 rooms in Sparks, Nevada. You know, one of the biggest nonsense things I've heard over the years is Indian gaming is going to kill us, Indian gaming is going to kill us. And we heard the same nonsense when Atlantic City opened. That was going to be the end of Nevada. And what it ended up was that people from the East Coast went to Atlantic City, had a great time, and then they wanted to go to Las Vegas and come to Nevada. And Indian gaming has opened up so much for so many people in California. And really, I think, shone a spotlight on how little there is to do in most places in California, that Indian gaming and all the other things that they put in there, the entertainment, the restaurants, and made these places show places where you go up to Pechanga in Temecula, and on a Friday and Saturday, you can't even park in valet unless you're a hotel guest. So it looked to me like it's always been a growth of gaming customers and customers that would now become familiar with the kind of products that Reno Sparks offers. And as you mentioned in the previous segment, you know, we have a wonderful area in Northern Nevada that people just really don't know exists. So what do you feel about Indian gaming and our identity?
Well, listen, I think it's Reno Sparks, again, is no different than every other gaming community, and that is that the supply-demand metrics of gaming availability have changed dramatically over the past 30 years. And we've seen that. We talked a little bit about the fact that we have to, the properties have to evolve in terms of their perspective on what they're offering and what the customers are looking for. Sam, I can guarantee you that the patrons out there are just like us. We're looking for a fun, exciting experience, and we're looking for a good value. And I think that Reno can do that. Reno Sparks does it. There are great operations here. There are places I love to go to and have dinner or to stay or whatever and play. So the idea is for us to understand, again, what our value proposition should be as a community, really hone in on our identity rather than trying to create slogans that don't make much sense. Let's identify what it is that our true identity is, and let's focus on that. You know, the Nugget is going to try to be a good partner, and I'm committed as an owner for the Nugget to be a good partner in that effort.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we got Cabela's and we got Shields here. And the only problem for me with those properties being here is that you don't have to go through a hotel casino to get to them as you do in Silverton in Las Vegas. And I think that that was a strategic mistake on the part of the people who are developing those properties. You know, this is a great outdoors community. Going back to Steve Scheel again, when I asked him to answer the question I asked at the beginning, why build a sporting goods store, the world's largest, in Sparks, Nevada? He said, I can go out of here and I can go snowshoe at Lake Tahoe. I can go ski at Lake Tahoe. I can go fish at Pyramid Lake. I mean, he could have worked for the convention authority. He knew every outdoor thing. I don't think we capitalize on that to the extent that the ski resorts in Northern California do.
Well, that's right. I think, listen, we have to... There are many assets of Reno Sparks. I always say that I've had a home here for 30 years. I've had a home in Las Vegas for a dozen years now, concurrently. And when people ask me the difference between Reno Sparks, I think people love Reno as a resident because of its lifestyle. I think that people like Las Vegas because of opportunity. The other thing is that Southern Nevada is so much like L.A. in its perspective, and Northern Nevada is so much like San Francisco in its perspective. And so you see, even though it's the same state, you see almost polar opposites in terms of perspectives of the community and the kinds of values that we offer. Las Vegas doesn't have the outdoor adventure opportunities that we have here in Reno. And Las Vegas is very focused on the tourist and international and national trade. I think there's enough feeder market trade if we can get ourselves back on course in terms of brand awareness and branding that I think we can have a very successful tourist sector here.
And there's been a lot of other companies that have come in the last couple of years to buy up properties because the pricing was right and they saw the same opportunity that you're seeing. You know, I know in the long-term plans for the Nugget that came out probably 20 years ago, there was plans for a third tower, a second parking garage. Do you envision over the next 10 to 15 years that you might grow enough into building those kind of
facilities? God, I hope so. I hope so, Sam. I think it would be awesome if business volumes dictated that we needed to expand facilities and availability of facilities. Right now, I'm concentrating on doing what we can do and doing it well, and understanding what our customers want, understanding what our employees want, and delivering that experience. And if we can do that successfully, I know that we can put ourselves in a position to expand in the future because, quite frankly, there is capital available.
And you've got skin in the game.
I've got skin in the game, and it's important to me. I'm not always the optimist among our team, and I have to say that even though I'm more the realist in our global gaming and hospitality business, I'm very optimistic about the future for the Nugget and for Reno Sparks.
And we are glad to hear that, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Come back as things progress, all right?
Thank you,
Sam. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Computers are complicated.
You
kids are complicated.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Diesels are complicated. Diesel repair is simple. Bring it to Tony at Wayne's Automotive, Northern Nevada's most trusted diesel mechanic.
Cars are complicated. Car care is simple. Bring it to Wayne's Automotive Center.
Tuesday night pizza night for just $10 with Papa Murphy's. Now you can create your own pizza masterpiece with handmade dough, veggies sliced by hand, and butcher quality meats for only $10. Solve the dinner time dilemma with a Papa Murphy's pizza that you create, take, and bake in your own oven. Get any large pizza every Tuesday for just $10. Papa Murphy's. Love at 425 degrees.
On our next broadcast, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Sue Loudon will join us. We'll see you then.